I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie?
Yes.
I've got a problem.
Yes, you do.
I need help.
Yes, you do.
I don't know if I need to go see a shrink.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to agree.
I'm helping.
Last night,
yeah.
While everybody else was in at Hanson, enjoying a wonderful holiday concert, Alice in Wonderland, BJ's outside watching cars get towed.
Yeah, you know, when I first saw you, you walked up and you were all proud about that.
Well, I wasn't proud. I actually kind of felt bad because I felt like I was responsible for the towing.
You're like,
you can't believe
how many people are getting towed. I'm like, hey, BJ, how are you? Good to see you. Excited about the concert? Here's him. You can't believe how many people are getting towed around here.
No, that's not what I meant. But so we had the special permits that you get from the city to park at the Alice in Wonderland. If you've ever been down on Colfax or anywhere downtown, parking is a premium, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you got to find a place, and you can circle the place for hours before you can find a place to park. Well, I get down there, and this permit that we have, it turns out that other people are there illegally in these parking spots. And I mention it to the guy there, and he goes, well, man, I got to make a phone call here.
Oh, so it was you.
Yeah, it was me. That's why I felt bad about it.
I even told
the guy, Jamie, I said, no, don't do that. I'll find somewhere else. I said, can we find somewhere else for me to park? I said,
I know it costs.
So they tow 3 or 4 cars.
Because of you?
Yeah.
OMG. Because I said that, OMG.
Me and my privilege of having the permit. It was my permit. That was my spot.
So what?
No, don't feel bad about that, BJ.
Yes.
Carson, don't feel bad.
I appreciate your support, pal.
Oh, my God.
But I think Jamie's right.
He's like a snitch.
I'm a snitch. You know what snitches get?
Yeah.
End up in ditches.
Yeah, and stitches.
But Jamie, he called me on the way down. I was on the way down. He's like, Carson, are you down here? I can't find a parking spot. And I was like, well, we should have reserved ones. And no, but I agree. If those people are taking our spots,
You guys
get
sound
out of
prima donnas.
Carson, I'm sorry, buddy. I love you to death, but I got to agree with Jamie on this. I feel bad. I feel privileged, and I don't want to feel bad.
Yeah. And not only that, I feel like it's our fault because nobody said these were taken. What we did is we bagged the things. What are those called?
The meters. Yeah.
We didn't say anything about it. So why wouldn't you think you couldn't be there?
It didn't say BJ spot.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
I agree.
It didn't even say Alice in Winterland. It said nothing. It was just a yellow bag over the top of it. And so anybody
they
could just
should
swing
say
it.
Like reserve.
Exactly.
Or something like
because
that.
If I see a bagged meter, I'm going to pull in front of it.
Yeah. It's like out of order. You're assuming or something like that.
Right. So sorry, BJ. Somebody took your spot.
So 3 or 4 cars got towed that were in those spots. And it was because I showed up with my permit.
Hope you get a stitch.
Look.
And wind up in a ditch.
All right, so then the show starts, and I go ahead and cut out of the place because, you know,
people that actually went to see the show got towed, but you, like, left. All the way around, you're a ditch.
What the hell is your problem? Are you just like a pile on?
I
started this break by apologizing that I'm so sorry that this occurred.
You're the one like, oh, my God, I need to be there for a minute and then leave. Oh, my God. Walk your fat ass over there for your 5 minutes. Dear Lord.
Then.
All right, I feel better.
We do the announcement on stage. I think I saw part of the first song before I left. And we get up really early. I got to get home, right?
I stayed the whole time. Did you guys stay the whole time?
I did.
Did you, Carson?
You know I did.
Yeah, we all did. But whatever.
So I'm leaving the show. I go out where my car is parked because I did end up in a different place because I couldn't wait for them to get there to tow the other vehicles. So I ended up in another place and I get out there and there's 2 tow trucks towing more cars every one of them is right around me. I mean, they're literally around me. Go look at the video on Facebook. In fact, here's what I did. It's almost embarrassing. Oh, I did play-by-play, Jamie.
You did not.
I stood in the parking lot by myself doing play-by-play of a tow truck. How depressing is that?
Oh,
I got to get
up.
I started this by saying I need some help.
Yeah.
I need therapy or
so
something.
So were you like getting off on it? I mean, did you dig it or something? Is that what's going on?
Listen, okay? This is the audio from the tow truck that's pulled in there. I mean, these cars literally are next to mine that they're towing, and there's two trucks doing it.
All right, here's the deal. It's a bad night down in Denver for this car owner. Look at this. By the way, this tow is compliments of Wyatt's Parking Management and Towing, of course. 303-777-2448. You need to be towed. Look at this. This is not a good night. Thursday night, your car.
Oh my God.
He's giving an ad. It's like an
you
ad.
You are like,
it's like a free plug.
You are digging it. I feel like you're getting a kick in the pants from it. Wow.
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me?
So while we're inside watching a concert, you're outside doing play-by-play tow truck?
Tow trucks.
Holy hell. Are you kidding me?
There's something wrong with me.
Yeah, that is just jacked up.
I got home last night and I watched the video and I thought to myself, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing, Beach?
Wow.
You walked out of the show to do play-by-play at a tow truck.
I know.
I say tow them all.
Why? It's so mean.
I know, but those were reserved.
Oh, my God.
Carson's right. He is right. You know, I could have been a little bit more lenient,
well,
I guess.
You know what? Not
he
until,
is right.
Not until today did I know that a bagged meter meant you couldn't park there. I thought it just meant it was out of order and you could park there. I didn't know that.
I didn't know either.
So I'm glad to know that now.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't know that. That's probably why. I'm sure it happens all the time.
Yeah,
but still.
I would have never known that. I thought that they would be out of order, and so I'd park there. But that's good to know. At least we all learned that lesson. But yeah, but that would suck. You know, it was a great show last night. I think it ended at like, what time were we out of there? 11?
Like, yeah, 11.
11. So you get outside, and then your car's gone at 11 o'clock at night? Sucks. That would suck.
Our boss, Kibasa Man Mike, told me a story that he was, because I had my car towed once from the Gothic Theater, and it cost me about like $450 to get it out, and it took a day to find it, first of all. But he told me a story last night that he was in Oregon and working at a radio station late at night, comes out, and his car's been stolen.
Oh,
out of the parking lot.
Really?
Stolen, yeah. And 2 days later, they looked for it for a couple of days. He reported it stolen. 2 days later, they found it in a field way outside of Portland. They found it in a field. The police did. But instead of calling him, they had it towed.
Oh.
So now it's gone to the lot. And then eventually they call him because they run the tags. They call him. So now he's got to go pay for it out of tow. And then he's got to pay his deductible of $1,000 because they trashed the inside of his car. What a
like
bad night.
$1,500.
And it wasn't even his fault.
Oh.
My friend. I don't know.
Don't know.
My friend's boyfriend died in her car.
What?
Yeah. And they towed it. Same thing kind of happened. And then she didn't want it back because his body juices were in it. Because he was in there a while.
Okay.
Oh. Well, he's in there
That's
a while.
Pretty gross.
It is pretty gross. And then, but the bank still wanted their money for it. And she's like, can't you? Did you know that? They won't total it with body juices in it.
No.
Yeah, they will not total
it. Yeah, I would assume they would.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Absolutely. It's got to be totaled that you can't drive it. That's what the bank,
I know,
bank
but,
wants their money.
But to me, it's totaled if it's like, if the seats are all.
DJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.